The porter was on the platform looking for me. I followed him into the train, crowding past people along the aisle and in through a door to where the machine gunner sat in the corner of a full compartment. My rucksack and musettes were above his head on the luggage rack. There were many men standing in the corridor, and the men in the compartment all looked at us when we came in. There were not enough places in the train, and everyone was hostile. The machine gunner stood up for me to sit down. Someone tapped me on the shoulder. I looked around. It was a very tall, gaunt captain of artillery with a red scar along his jaw. He had looked through the glass on the corridor and then come in.
"What do you say?" I asked.
I had turned and faced him. He was taller than I, and his face was very thin under the shadow of his cap visor, and the scar was new and shiny. Everyone in the compartment was looking at me.
"You can't do that," he said. "You can't have a soldier save your place."
"I have done it." He swallowed, and I saw his Adam's apple go up and then down. The machine gunner stood in front of the place. Other men looked in through the glass. No one in the compartment said anything.
"You have no right to do that. I was here 2 hours before you came."
"What do you want?"
"The seat."
"So do I." I watched his face and could feel the whole compartment against me. I did not blame them. He was in the right, but I wanted the seat. Still, no one said anything. Oh, hell, I thought.
"Sit down, Signor Capitano," I said.
The machine gunner moved out of the way, and the tall captain sat down. He looked at me. His face seemed hurt, but he had the seat. "Get my things," I said to the machine gunner. We went out in the corridor. The train was full, and I knew there was no chance of a place. I gave the porter and the machine gunner 10 lire apiece. They went down the corridor and outside on the platform, looking in the windows, but there were no places.
"Maybe some will get off at Brescia," the porter said. "More will get on at Brescia," said the machine gunner.
I said goodbye to them, and we shook hands, and they left. They both felt badly. Inside the train, we were all standing in the corridor when the train started. I watched the lights of the station and the yards as we went out. It was still raining, and soon the windows were wet, and you could not see out. Later, I slept on the floor of the corridor, first putting my pocketbook with my money and papers in it inside my shirt and trousers, so that it was inside the leg of my breeches. I slept all night, waking at Brescia and Verona, when more men got on the train, but going back to sleep at once. I had my head on one of the musettes and my arms around the other, and I could feel the pack, and they could all walk over me if they couldn't step on me. Men were sleeping on the floor all down the corridor. Others stood holding on to the window rods or leaning against the doors. That train was always crowded.